Welcome to the Jazz Shapers podcast from Mishkon Dorea. What you're about to hear was originally broadcast on Jazz FM. However, the music has been cut due to rights issues.
This is Jazz Shapers with Elliot Moss on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishkon Dorea. It's business, but it's personal. Listening Colour.
Welcome to Jazz Shapers with me, Elliot Moss, bringing the shapers of the business world together with the musicians shaping jazz, soul and blues. Aren't you lucky? My guest today is serial entrepreneur Flavilla Fongang, founder of Three Colors Rule, a branding and marketing agency, founder of GTA, Settleback, by the way, there's a few here, Black Women in Tech, a non-profit organization improving representation, diversity and opportunities in the technology industry, and Flavilla is the founder of Black Rise, an AI-powered business platform connecting black professionals and businesses. Growing up in hardship in Paris, then moving to the UK without speaking a word of English, Flavilla's career moved from oil and gas to fashion and luxury, as you do, before focusing on technology with her own branding agency, Three Colors Rule. Frustrated by a stark lack of diversity in the tech industry, Flavilla launched her non-profit company, then TLA Black Women in Tech, to work to change this. They're now a network of more than 22,000 tech leaders, entrepreneurs and experts across 50 countries. And their series of books, The Voices in the Shadow, featuring stories of black women in tech, are sent to secondary schools for free across the UK and Ireland to inspire kids to think the industry can be theirs too. And in 2023, yes, there's more, Flavilla launched Black Rise, a curated platform aiming to bridge the gap between businesses and the immense potential of black talent. Great to have you here.
So good to be here.
What a story. So I just want you in your own words to talk about the woman that decided to come to the UK not speaking a word of English. I will say in French, pourquoi, which is the French I can remember, which is why.
Why?
Why?
Why? Do you know, the answer is actually pretty simple. It's frustration and it's limitation. Because when I say to people I come from Paris, they always imagine the Eiffel Tower, the baguette, the sexy Frenchman, and anything else that falls with Paris. But we don't really see a version of Paris which is also terrifying and scary and ugly, where, you know, people come from minority backgrounds, put into council flat and so many other things. You know, I grew up in Paris. But I also grew up with a family where we were living in a small flat with five of us and, you know, rats and cockroaches, all the things that you're trying to escape. Obviously, we did escape that to get a better situation. But having your parents want more for you. And I feel that Paris were limiting me and London gave me the opportunity to go further. And I think life is about being comfortable with the unknown. And I've always done that. That's what obviously drive entrepreneurs, the unknown. And yeah, that's why I left Paris, as much as I love it. And I've always been in love with Paris, but it wasn't the place for me to be able to achieve my full potential as a person of color.
And the person of colour now sitting in front of me, this is, yeah. I'm going to jump to where we are now. I mentioned, and it's a long intro because there's so many things to say, multiple founder. What's that about? Why isn't one thing enough for you?
I know, that's a good question. I think the way I see life is most people choose to have one career. And for me, as my name defines it, I'm a butterfly. If you think about a butterfly.
That's the meaning of Flavilla in Argentina.
Exactly, Argentina or Brazil and whatsoever. Yeah. People always get confused, like, which one is you? And so when I think about the name, it's always a matter of evolution, and I don't see myself having the same career for the rest of my life. So I get bored after 3-5 years. So I change. So it's like, okay, I've done, I've achieved a challenge, and I've managed to surpass it. What is my next challenge? And that's how I see life. So I start something, I put myself out of my comfort zone, and I start something else. So now I'm doing something, and I know very, very soon I'm going to do something else. And who knows, maybe be a jazz presenter.
That's coming up. Welcome to Flavilla's Jazz Shapers. She'll be here next week interviewing somebody or other. But right now, though, don't go anywhere because she's going to be with me for the next hour. And I can't wait to find out a lot more about this person who gets itchy feet very quickly. I whistle-stop tour through the various things that you've done so far, whether it's the Three Colors Rule or whether it's GTA Black Women in Tech or the most recent thing, I'm jumping to Black Rise. The theme of race and of colour is important to you. And I meet many people who happen to be black, happen to be brown, happen to be white, and it isn't a thing for them. They have decided to just be the commercial person and be the entrepreneur. But for you, it's been a focus in terms of kind of advocacy. Mm. Tell me why.
It's been a focus in terms of advocacy because I can see the commercial value of it. And I tell you from the starting point of my career, people always call me the enabler. So it means that I'm able to see the talent in someone before we even see it. Whatever it is, my employee, whatever it is, my client, agency, whatsoever, I can do that. I think being able to recognize your talent and utilize it for more than yourself, this is a superpower. And for me, when I've entered the corporate space, again, people couldn't see my talent. So I had to, this is why a lot of people choose entrepreneurship, but entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Mm. And I've used my ability to understand how to present things in a certain way to then appeal to people. And sometimes I always laugh about it. It's like, until you have a well-seasoned chicken, you don't know what you're missing. The same thing when you have, we go to a Jamaican family and they cook that jerk chicken, you will never have it any other way. And I think that's why when I think about diversity is that sometimes you don't know what is missing in your life. And it's my responsibility to help people on both sides of the bridge to see what they can do if we can bring them together. So in that journey, whatever it is, agency, whatever it is, social impact, I go with the same intention, is that can we see how together we can achieve so much more? We can do great and someone can achieve a success, but how about we rebalance that and make this world a better place?
I think it was your mum, if my research is right, that said, remove expectations from your head. Nobody owes you anything. Start asking from a place of excellence. So collaboration and diversity. And by the way, it is ridiculous that people don't understand the commercial value of diversity. Mm. It's a no-brainer when you look at the stats. But the excellence point to me, how have you brought excellence to the branding world? How have you brought excellence to the networking world? What have you actually done that says the standards are going to be high here? Mm. And by the way, it's about diversity.
Yes. I think the standard and my expectations start from myself. Anybody who can work with me know that I have very, very high standard because what I expect to give to people, that's what I expect for myself. And coming back to what you said about my mom, you know, when you go into a place where you are outnumbered, I always tell people that you're meant to be here because your perception of the world is different from everybody else. So bring that to the table. But most importantly, yeah, as I say, like my standard of level of what I want in the world starts with me and what I don't see. And therefore, I need to work on myself first. Most importantly, start with the choices that I make. So when I think about if a client expects A and B, my approach to life is that, okay, if you expect A and B, can we deliver C? Always go beyond what people expect. And that's the best way to approach life. But again, you know, for any entrepreneur listening to this story, because a lot of time people come to me and say, I want to partner with you. And that happened even just yesterday. And they say that don't go to a place of poverty. It sounds really bad in their mindset. It's like, do you understand the value that you bring and articulate that to that person so they can see why they choose to work with you? Or even if it's just looking for a mentor, like, are you able to articulate why this person would want to spend time with you? So it's about finding your uniqueness and bringing that as your USP, your unique selling point in everything that you do. So the first time, again, I have so many stories that the first time I went networking as an entrepreneur, I didn't know what I was doing, but what I needed to know how to do was to power dress and address myself in a place where I wanted to be. And therefore, I was able to command power and get then into other rooms, which opened more opportunities. So branding is one aspect of it in terms of how you present yourself, but then you have to do the work and everything starts with you first. The culture of the company, how do you want people to treat the clients? How do you want them to work together? All these elements define and build excellence. But it always starts with us first. We can't expect to achieve, to have something if ourselves, we don't give that same level.
Stay with me for my fabulous guest today, Flavilla Fongang, and she'll be back in a couple of minutes. Right now, we're going to hear a taster from the Mishkon Academy digital sessions, which can be found on all the major podcast platforms. Mishkon Dere's Martha Averley and Matt Robinson talk about equality, diversity, and inclusion with regards to recruitment and how employers can recruit in a fair but diverse way.
The Mishkon Academy digital sessions. Conversations on the legal topics affecting businesses and individuals today.
Another way to try and improve diversity is to look at having a less formulaic or rigid process when considering applicants for a role or for promotion. So not just focusing on specific educational qualifications or attendance at certain types of universities, but focusing more on the experience that particular candidate may have or what specific traits that you feel are going to be required for that role and see if you can determine that through the process. I think it's also important for businesses to ensure that they are collecting data in their own business about the diversity of their current workforce, and then looking at ways of trying to analyze that data, you know, finding areas of the business which may be less diverse, and trying to understand a bit more about why that might be. Now, there are obviously other considerations at play from a legal perspective. I can't not drag it back to the law again, but you know, there are going to be data protection issues, and you've got to make sure that you're communicating to staff that you are going to collect that data and what you're going to process it for, but it can be very helpful. And then coming at it from another direction, but I think ensuring that you've got really good flexible working policies and compensation strategies to ensure that, you know, not only do you recruit in a diverse way, but that also that you can retain that talent and ensure that you still retain a diverse workforce all the way up to the top of your business.
The Mishcon Academy Digital Sessions. To access advice for businesses that is regularly updated, please visit mishcon.com. Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishcon Dorea. It's business, but it's personal.
You can enjoy all our former Business Shapers on the Jazz Shapers podcast, and you can hear this very program again if you pop the words Jazz and Shapers into your favorite podcast platform. My guest today is Flavilla Fonga, founder of Three Colors Rule, a branding and marketing agency, amongst many other things. That sense of being comfortable in who you are and of talking to people about, you know, you talked about the way you dress and you talk about your standards and your substance. Did you always rather manage your confidence and your ability to be confident despite how the inner Flavilla was feeling? Because I imagine when you arrived in the UK and you didn't speak English, you must have felt pretty vulnerable,
yes,
to say the least. So how have you managed that dichotomy between the outwardly and clearly confident based on substance person I see in front of me, and the sense that inside, as you break new boundaries, as you do new things, go to countries where you don't speak the language, you really are, you know, you're facing a struggle.
Yeah. Such a great question, right? And I think confidence is never built overnight. It's putting yourself more and more out of your comfort zone that you build that armor. And I always say that every single experience either teaches you a lesson or gives you another milestone that you achieve in your life. And it comes back to also realizing that a lot of people, a lot of us, you know, play the game and pretending, you know, so if you don't have it, pretend a little bit.
Fake it to make it.
Fake it until you make it. At some point, you have to make it. You can't fake it forever. But I think it comes down to time and experience. And I think the more you put yourself in new situation, the more you will feel comfortable with the unknown. And I think now being the first at doing something is not something that excites me, but I do know the importance of sharing that story with somebody else who can relate to help them build that confidence, right? So I would say time and experience, and the more you do something, and I think the best way to learn, I always say to people, especially the young ones, before you settle into marriage and mortgage and everything else, is travel the world. Because you realize how narrow-minded, you know, when I left Paris, I was really narrow-minded. I thought that, oh my gosh, my way of thinking, that's exactly how everybody thinks. And when you go to Africa or you go to the Middle East, you go to South America and you realize everybody, we all are very subjective. Mm-hmm. And the more you do that, the more you realize this is why it's important to actually get yourself in an environment that are unknown. And from that, you just thrive from it. You know, ability to adapt, as I say, like success is not limited to your technical skills. It's actually the power of developing great soft skills. So it means relationship building, adapting, communication, and so many other things. But that's what success is about, is comfortable with the unknown and going, even taking the first step one at a time, and just embracing that journey. It's like, what am I supposed to learn, and what milestone have I achieved? But just take your time. Your journey is your journey.
But on top of that, and I buy all of that, 100%, but I read somewhere that you taught yourself how to market and to brand, and then you taught you give companies those services. There's deep substance and delivery that's required in that area. So that thirst for learning, and I know, you know, you, Flavilla, will know this, but if you're listening, you won't know this. She did a double degree, did 2 degrees at once. She's taught herself to do a whole bunch of stuff. Where is that thirst for learning from?
My muse is my mom, as you mentioned at the beginning. She's been the one who was always giving us the best advice. And sometimes when you're young, you don't pay attention to it. And one thing she always said to me is that your first husband is your education. And with your education, you can go anywhere. Nobody can touch you, because if you have the mind, you know, you can achieve whatever you want in life. And I think from that, I realized that what helped me come out of poverty was my education, the skills that I've learned and whatsoever. And to this day, even now, I'm always learning new things. I've just signed up to another course. I just want to learn, or reading a new book and whatsoever. The more you learn, the more you build a currency that nobody can touch you. You can be fired. I can be, well, if I was working for somebody else, I can be fired tomorrow. I know that I can, will fall back on my feet like a cat, because what I have is my own and nobody can take that away from me. Think about AI, think about the new technology. You can be scared by it or figure out how can I adapt to it and be better at my job. And it's funny because I was delivering a keynote in front of marketers, and I say, everybody should think like Tony Stark. I was like, huh? I say, yeah, Tony Stark always built with Jarvis, right? So nowadays, if you try to avoid it, you'd be behind. And I say to people all the time, like, if you're not utilizing technology, you're behind me. I'm ahead of the game. And that comes back to that, you know, that first of learning to this day. Because when you learn, the secret of being happy is from learning and doing new things. And I've studied people who live a long life and do good things. It's that community, obviously good food and health, but most importantly is training your brain and making sure your brain learn new elements. And if you don't do that on a regular basis, you're missing out and depression kicks in.
And we don't want that. Flavella Fongang is my business shaper, multiple founder. And also, I'm just going to, I do this occasion when there's accolades, because why not? Top 100 Black Power List, Powerful Media, JP Morgan, Global Top 100 Most Influential People of African Descent, Futurists and Innovators, Entrepreneur of the Year, Black Tech Achievement Awards. I could go on. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And there you are, whilst you're being super successful and being recognized as such, you're bringing stories to the fore that others wouldn't have heard about. Just talk to me about the impact, if you know of it. Give me one little snippet of a story around this Voices in the Shadow project, which you've been driving. Mm. One short story and one impact that you know of where someone heard that story and it changed their life.
Yeah. I think first thing, we need to start with the numbers. There's only 0.7% of Black women in technology. And the reason is not because Black women are not interested, is because sometimes people are not aware of the opportunities available on the table. And quite often, it's always a matter of opportunities. And so when I launched the Voices in the Shadow, one of my biggest inspiration was a woman who had 20 years in the industry. And I said, how come I've never heard from her? And I think sometimes we don't recognize the power of our own story. And I said, you know what? I'm a marketing person and I'm a creative person. Let me package that and also educate not just the Black women, but also the parents and also the teachers and the principals and whatsoever, so we can kill many birds with one stone. And that moment of seeing somebody crying and seeing themselves in a book and realizing that even the whole family came together was a moment that really solidified for someone another milestone. And I think this is what's so powerful about what I do, is that I can do and achieve, make a lot of money for myself, but can also make great impact. That's what really gives me the satisfaction. Or someone who was working for one of the biggest firm, and I'm not going to say the name, and she became partner because people read her story. You know, she was just another employee in the company, but when her story became global and people pay attention, people were in the US office say, well, we want to know more about you. And she's been able to now utilize that same power to do something else in terms of social impact. And I think for me, that's what I call myself the enabler, is that what can I do to help you? And as a consequence, you will also do something else to help somebody else. So I want to create this beautiful spider web of success and impact that, you know, you do something, somebody help you. It's like when you drive and you let somebody pass through, somebody else will come back and do the same thing. And that's some of the stories that I enjoy, you know, discovering and learning about that impact. But for me, I've taken a 10-year journey. The impact is not now. These are tiny. For me, I want to see what happened in 10 years because I committed myself to 10 books for 10 years. I'm on my fifth volume right now, so halfway through.
How many in each volume?
A 51 story. Wow. 51 stories, 51 stories, very specific. Wow. Just really just a matter of, this is what equity is about. Is that not about 50? Wow. It's like, well, we need to do a bit more to rebalance what is missing. So yes, so in this journey, I wait to meet that young girl who read a book and now I've made or I created my tech company because 10 years ago I read that book. That's what I get excited about. But if people who listen to this and try to achieve change, long-term change in 1 year, you're dreaming. And sometimes people have unrealistic expectation. And that's a shame because we are missing out on or focusing on the wrong numbers. And therefore, therefore not achieving what we want because we are impatient. It always comes back to time, right? We need to be a bit more patient with what we want in life.
More patient, but go fast. Final chat coming up with my lovely guest today, Flavilla Fongang. And we've got some music from Kokoroko. That's in just a moment.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishkondareya. It's business, but it's personal.
Flavilla is my business shaper today, just for a few more minutes. You said something which it stuck with me just a few minutes ago. You said that people need to believe they're giving, selling something of value.
Mm.
Define your value.
Oh my God, in one word?
I'll give you a sentence. Mm. What is it when you turn up, because you turn up in lots of different worlds and you create worlds
and you
enable worlds. What are they buying?
I think what it...
Because your energy as you walked, as I saw you today, is like, there is for me, immediately, there's something that you radiate. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's a given. But there's a lot of other things going on here. What is it if you were saying, well, the thing that people buy from me, Elliot, is...
Yeah. The thing people buy from me, Elliot, as you said, is the enablement of a full potential. When an agency client comes to me and says, we want our brand to achieve ABC. So our work and our job is to enable them. When people come to us, I want to have a successful career in technology. Our work is to enable them. When people come to learn about Black Rise and achieve whatever networking, our work is to enable them. My value is, how can I help you shape your brand or who you are to achieve whatever you are meant to achieve in life? And that's what I've done for everything. And if this doesn't align with that enablement, I'm not interested. It would be something we're missing out. So what people buy from me is the ability to see their full potential and give them the roadmap to that success. And that's what I'm capable of. And that's what I enjoy doing. And sometimes their limitation might be small, but it's for me to, again, give them the full vision and possibilities on the table. Because the world has told us to just think small, but I think everybody should think bigger and bigger, right? Because what's the point to live a life which is unfulfilling when you can just take all the risk in the world and see what's the worst that can happen, right? That's what life is about.
Learn and what's and next? Enjoy. If that's the story, if that's true, and you apply it to yourself, what do you think will be next for you?
Well, next, I already know about it. Do you want me to tell you?
Of course.
Yes, media. I love the idea of movie. Movie and media have such an impact on how we perceive ourselves. And you think about back in the days, who was dying in movies over time? Was a Black guy, right? And all of these things. So I'm curious about creating stories that are relevant for the modern Black women of nowadays that we probably don't hear about, who lives in Europe, and how does it look like? That's my next adventure, but it's not for now.
You heard it here first. It's been so good talking to you. We could do it for hours, but unfortunately, the limits of time have come upon us. And here we are as we weep, as we look at each other. But just before I let you disappear, what's your song choice and why have you chosen it?
My song choice is Bleak Hills from Here On. And the reason why I chose this song is because this song, again, in my next career, obviously not now, I always dream of being a jazz radio station host and really relaxing people. And that song makes me happy. So you can listen it either with your love person or person that you love, or either in the bath or just home, relaxing and living your best life.
That was Bleak Hills with From Here On, the song choice of my business shaper today, Flavilla Fongang. She talked about so many things, actually. It's hard to capture them, but I'm going to try. The enabler, I think that was the big one. She enables people to realise their potential. Always go beyond, she said. Don't just take the brief at A and B, but go to C and D. Do you understand the value that you bring? Make sure you do so that you can charge properly and that you understand your place in the world. And I really love this one, your first husband is your education. Of course, you could insert your first wife is your education too. Great stuff. That's it from Jazz Shapers. Have a lovely weekend.
Jazz Shapers on Jazz FM. In partnership with Mishkondareya. It's business, but it's personal.
We hope you enjoy that edition of Jazz Shapers. You'll find hundreds more guests available for you to listen to in our archive. To find out more, just search Jazz Shapers in iTunes or your favourite podcast platform, or head over to mishkon.com/jazzshapers.